This is HPR episode 2800 entitled, My YouTube Subscriptions #6, and is part of the series, YouTube Subscriptions. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 19 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, part 6 of my list of subscribed channels.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. And I think today I'm going to conclude taking a look at all of the YouTube channels I subscribe to and follow, which will probably cause great rejoicing among people who are tired of hearing about this stuff. But, you know, Ken asked for it. They'll teach him. So the next one I'm going to look at is the Sergeant Pepper channel, which, oddly enough, has to do with the Beatles. What a concept, right? So they describe this rare songs, curiosities, cool videos, and clips. So, you know, the Beatles' shortest video ever made. Songs of Lennon, McCartney, and Harrison. Beatles appearances in cartoons. Beatles references in movies, the Beatles singing each other's songs. So it's a fan site. So if you're not a big fan of the Beatles, probably be bored stiff. But I'm a big fan. So, you know, it's worth taking a look at this. Most of these are, you know, reasonably short. You know, some of them get a little bit longer, but you know, a lot of them are like, you know, 5-10 minutes. Now, the next channel is Sid Meier's Civilization, which is up to Civilization 6 now. And in fact, they've got a new expansion called Gathering Storm that's coming out February 14th, and I've been looking forward to it. You know, Civilization and I go way, way back to Civilization 1, which, you know, I can tell you, I would just get so wrapped up in playing Civilization that I'd look up and suddenly realize, oh, the sun is coming up now. I guess I didn't get much sleep, did I? You know, it can be addictive. And it's something I really like. And, you know, in this age of the internet, they put a channel together. And one of the things they've been doing is taking a look at this expansion that's coming up. They've added new civilizations with their own unique abilities and units and what have you, and different strategies. And so they've been doing videos explaining all of that, what they call first looks. Now, those are fairly long. Those are like an hour. And it involves showing you how they play that civilization and talk about its unique abilities. There's other videos here that are much shorter. You know, if you're addicted to Civ the way I am, then, you know, it's something you would probably want to take a look at. For the shorter ones, there's things like, you know, how to deal with barbarians, how to explore. And these are like 2-minute videos, how to choose a civilization, etc. Then the next one I want to mention is something called 60 Symbols. And this is another one of Brady Heron's channels. Brady's got a lot of these things: computer file, periodic videos, number file, deep sky videos, Nottingham Science, Foods Key, Backstage Science, and I'm not even subscribed to all of them, but the ones I am subscribed to are pretty good. So, 60 Symbols is kind of a physics astronomy mashup. So the physics involved is usually pretty interesting. So there was one on optical tweezers because that was part of the Nobel Prize this year. Bizarre units used by scientists. Putting your hand in the Large Hadron Collider. What would happen if you did that? Interesting one. Negative temperatures are hot. Well, okay. Turns out that actually makes sense if you're a physicist. Inside the Large Hadron Collider. So it's an interesting channel. If you're into science, you would probably enjoy it. 60 Symbols. And smarter every day. Interesting. This is a fellow, Justin, who does this. He is into a number of things. Lately, a lot of it involves high-speed cameras and Schlieren photography, which he uses to, take a look at the physics of things that normally happen very fast, frequently involving firearms. What would happen, for instance, if you fired an AK-47 underwater? And he shows that at 27,450 frames per second. Or another one, tattooing up close in slow motion. And then this one was fascinating, the backwards brain bicycle. And this is a bicycle where every instinct you have will cause you to fail. Can you rewire your brain to do things differently? What is a Fourier series? What are the shock waves produced by a whip? So, interesting stuff. Then, the Space Frontier Foundation. This is they do a conference every year, and this is about commercial use of space. So you've got a lot of business people involved. How can you get into space and make money in the new frontier? When they have this conference each year, they video these things, and then they put the videos out on their channel, and you can watch them. So they've got the 2016, 2017, 2018, you can see all the discussion. Another RV one. This is Streamin' Freedom. So this is a family that, they've got a what's called a Class A, which is with the Class A's are the motorhomes are like buses in size, the biggest ones. So this is another RV channel that I follow. I follow a lot of them. Here's another one. Now, this one is, I believe it's pronounced Sweeney, but it looks like a transliteration of Gaelic, so I could be wrong. Suibhne. So, maybe Ken is better at that sort of thing. So I think it's Sweeney. But this is another one of those animated history things. So it has sort of familial resemblance to 10-minute history that we talked about previously. So again, these are roughly 10 minutes in length. animated history of Denmark, animated history of Russia, Poland, so on. So just a little bit of fun. Now, Talk More Talk, a solo Beatles video cast. So this deals with the members of the Beatles in their solo careers after the Beatles broke up. Lately that probably means mostly Ringo and Paul McCartney, but you know, they can also look back at John Lennon or George Harrison stuff. Originally it was purely video. They have since released the audio as a MP3 podcast. And for some people that might be more convenient. You know, I'm not sure that the video itself adds anything to the content that you wouldn't get from just listening to the MP3, but you know, there it is. And then there's the Beatles channel. And that's the official website. So the folks at Apple are behind this, and so a lot of it is promotional stuff. So like we mentioned earlier, the White Album did a big release with you know, remastered and extra content and what have you. So you know, they had a lot of promos about all of that and some of the music videos. You know, the Beatles really invented music videos as much as anything. Next, The Economist. The Economist is, of course, a magazine. It's one I subscribe to. I have been an avid reader of The Economist for, I'm going to say it's about 40 years at this point. So it's part of my mandatory weekly reading to keep up on what's going on in the world. And they have started doing videos. Some of them are short, some of them are longer. So, you know, it can be anywhere from 3 minutes to 15 minutes, depending on what it is they want to tackle. Then, The Extraordinary Universe. This is an interesting one. You're not going to get bombarded. You know, basically every 3 months or so, another video comes out, but it's usually something interesting. Is time travel possible? What happens if you fall into a black hole? You know, the Hulse-Taylor binary neutron stars. So, you know, what is a pulsar? Explained by Jocelyn Bell Burnell. All right. So, you know, some good stuff there. Then there is The Great War. That's pretty much slowed down now, and I'll explain why. The idea they had is that back in 2014, a bunch of people noticed the 100-year anniversary. Gee, it's been 100 years since World War I started. And they decided to do a video channel. And the idea was each week they would do a video and about, you know, here's what happened this week in the war. And so it would track right along. You know, if it was the third week of November for us, they would take a look at, well, what happened in the third week of November 1914 in World War I, and, you know, present that news. It was absolutely fascinating. Now, obviously, we are now past the point where World War I ended. The armistice was, of course, on November 11th of 1918. So November 11th of 2018 was the 100-year anniversary of the end of the war. There's stuff happening. I'm leaving this in. They are looking at doing some more stuff, and it was very, very well done, and I look forward to seeing what they come up with. Then there's the Planetary Society. Planetary Society is for people who support space exploration. I am one of them. I'm a member of the Planetary Society. So they do videos and, you know, there are a variety of different things. You know, Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson on a roof. Bill Nye is the CEO of the Planetary Society. They do, sometimes they'll do videos of rocket launches, or Einstein was here at Mount Wilson Observatory. And they did recently the, and I'm probably not pronouncing this right, Chang'e 4, the Chinese thing that landed on the far side of the moon. They showed you the video of that landing. Next is the Saxy Gamer. And this is primarily, it's about Civilization 6, which we already talked about when we talked about the Sid Meier Civilization channel. And this is a fellow who's basically very experienced, you know, spends a lot of time playing games and gives you advice and things like that. Totally Trailer, all right? This is all about, you know, another RV thing, okay? So, hiking Sabino Canyon, going to the Arizona Titan Missile Museum, travel trailer mods for full-time RV life, how to set up RV solar panels. So, yeah, it's another one of those. As is Trailer Life DIY, and as you might think, that's, you know, this one has is really a lot of commercial stuff, so companies put their videos here to promote products. So Champion Digital Hybrid 3500 4000 portable generator, sponsored by Champion. You know, Winnebago sponsoring stuff about their new RVs. Then there's Veritasium. This is the other channel that's we talked earlier about Sciencium. This is Veritasium, an element of truth. So, talk about 10-minute long things like spinning black holes, or the best test of general relativity, non-invasive brain surgery. Can silence actually drive you crazy? So, you know, Derek does a good job on these things, and so it's a lot of fun. Next is a channel called Vintage Space, and Amy Title, I think, is the woman's name who does this, and she's very much into space. You know, I got a book of hers about the space race in the 60s, so you talk about things like an Apollo historian's review of the movie First Man, who should, you know, run NASA. Let's talk about Space Force. What happened to the last Soviet cosmonauts? Why, you know, how the lunar module launched from the moon. So, you know, interesting stuff. And finally, Vlog Brothers, V-L-O-G. You know, which is, it's like blog, only V for video. And we talked about the Complexly network and how they do Crash Course and SciShow and any number of things, really. But it was these two brothers. And the way it all started was they just got on YouTube and did this thing where they would, and they've continued doing it. Each of them records a video for the other one to watch. And it just, they invited the rest of the world to kind of take a look at it. So it's a fun thing. And John and Hank Green seem to be like very nice and interesting people who are trying to do good stuff. And So it's kind of interesting to peer into what's going on in their lives. And so that is Vlogbrothers. And oddly enough, that brings me to the end. So, you know, that's what it is now. You know, if you come after me in a couple of years, some of these things will change. I will have dropped some. I will have added some. And so this is just a snapshot at a point in time. But it has definitely made me feel like I want to go watch some videos. So I'm going to wrap this up and say, as always, don't forget to support free software. And we'll see you around Hacker Public Radio. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.